Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Mark, I appreciate the information so far, but we've got some stories to tell for the last several years. I got to tell one.
Okay.
We had the house, and you came out, and you said, you were there probably a couple of hours doing all the measurements and all the stuff. And folks, you could walk up, there was a crack in the sheetrock, and I stuck my little pinky in it. That came out, and I didn't realize how much they did. The guys were there, and the guys, I'm going to say he's probably my height, but 5'11", 6 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
The holes are digging to get under there and to do the right. All I could see was his cap.
Right, right.
Well, they did all their stuff, and I want you to tell what all they do, but they didn't go in the house, but the crack was completely gone. I mean, you could see it. You had to look for it. You couldn't stick anything in. I mean, a little paint and it was covered.
Right.
That's when I became a fan of yours and said, wow, that you just took a house that was disastrous to sellable and good. But what did they do exactly?
Well, when the crew comes out, let's say on a slab house with it has a beam on the outside. Let's say it's 24 inches deep. Our guys come in and let's say basically we start on a corner. We put our piers on a 1-story house on 8-foot centers. They'll dig a 2 by 3 foot hole down deep enough where they can actually sit in this hole, and they dig back up underneath the footer. We use a hydraulic ram press to push our steel piers or our concrete piers straight down into the soil until we hit load bearing. Once we hit that, we can actually install 20-ton jacks on all the holes, and we can do a real slow, gentle lift of the slab to whatever height we need. A lot of times your cracks and your brick will close right up. A lot of times your sheetrock cracks will close right up. Do not expect this all the time. Each house is built differently under different types of construction. A lot of these cracks will close up, and there's a lot that won't. So I can't promise you that's going to happen. Just put a big smile on your face when it does. But otherwise, just have somebody come in and do some minor sheetrock repair.
And the little cement tubes?
Yes.
Are those cylinders?
Those are concrete cylinders. The concrete press pile is a friction pier. It won't go as deep, but it works off friction. It was like somebody was trying to pull something out of your arm. You're holding on to it. It's just friction, and it will grab, and it will hold. It's a good pier system if we don't have to go too deep. Eventually, steel piers are going to be the only pier sold in America. Everybody's moving to that. They go a lot less friction, a lot more depth. We can go anywhere from 22, 38 feet down. It's actually hit load bearing.
But it's actually more expensive, though.
It is. It's $150 more expensive per pier, but it's an outstanding system and a lot less warranty issues, having to come back and maybe readjusting a pier or two.
Hey, one of the questions that we had one of our listeners call in for you
right.
was you'd mentioned, I guess, on a show we did before mm-hmm. about sometimes it sinks and then sometimes it lifts. How does the pier, whether it's the cement or the steel, help stop it from the lifting process?
There is no stopping. If let's say the piers are on 8-foot centers, you still have soil in between each pier. If we get a huge rain and you don't have the right type of landscaping and that water pools there, it's going to cause that soil in between the piers to heave right off our piers. Our piers are still there where they're supposed to be, but the house is heaving off of it.
So it's going up.
Right. And a lot of times customers goes, well, I've got cracks. They call Mark. So I come out. We find out the house is heaved about a quarter to half an inch. And then after it dries back out, it settles right back down on top of the piers again. But you've got the cracks inside the house. You're unhappy, and you have to fix those cracks all over again and spend money. That's why landscaping is so important. You do not want any water pooling around the house.
So even if you've had a problem, you've got it fixed. Now I'm with you when you said number one is gutters.
Right.
Number two is your tree and landscape issue.
Yes.
So folks, even if you don't have a problem, make sure you take care of it right now. If you have a problem, still make sure you take care of it.
Correct. And a lot of people don't. Everybody's so busy with their lives and the kids, and they got to be here, they got to be there. They're going to always keep me in business because a lot of people aren't going to do those things, and those are very important.
Well, and in fact, I had a guy come in my office. He said, Scott, you need to get out of the real estate business and get in the foundation repair business. And they were talking about the drought
yes,
that it was.
Yes.
And then you mentioned Wichita Falls. Now, you are in Abilene, Midland?
We're in Abilene. We opened up Abilene, was the corporate office in 2003. I opened up here in 2006. Then we opened up in Midland, Odessa, Lubbock, Amarillo, Wichita Falls, and Lawton, Oklahoma.
And the reason I wanted to ask that is again, a lot of my realtor friends in Abilene, I didn't realize about half of Abilene's in a floodplain.
It is, and they have a lot more issues than we do.
That's what I was going to ask. Is that a huge deal?
Yes.
Well, I guess you have Abilene on one side, and you have Wichita Falls on the other.
Well, Wichita Falls is up there on the border, and they've had such drought conditions. I mean, they're talking, you know, some really bad things about what kind of water they're going to drink.
Yeah.
And they're in really bad shape. They've got 8 crews up there in Wichita Falls alone, and that's how busy they are. They're doing 500,000 to 750,000 a month on work up there, and that's not good for you customers. I mean, that's
So really in San Angelo, and you hear people say, well, you know, Southwest has got all that clay. We're between our neighboring sister cities, is Abilene and Wichita Falls. We're really kind of the better of all of them as far as foundation problems.
You really are. We don't want to get into detail, but there's about 5 or 6 areas in this town that are really bad areas for foundation. And there's a lot of areas, houses that I thought would move have never moved. I mean, they're in really good shape. And it's just, I know it because I don't ever go over in these areas hardly at all.
Yes, and we do. And we talked earlier, we have good builders, but a lot of it, if the slab's done, you know, we have strikes, the slab's done good, it's better too.
Well, you do have builders, but we have a lot of older homes. The code enforcement back in those days, I just looked at a house, they had to cut through the floor for the plumbing. It was only 1.5 inches thick on the slab. Should be minimum 4.5 inches. And yes, it did have rebar, but it was all laying below the concrete, which means not doing a bit of good. So there is some back construction, but most of it was from the days gone by.
Yeah, a long time ago. And because we have, and I know exactly, you see the cement guys out there pouring? Mm-hmm. That's when they have learned. Anytime we do a slab, I go watch them.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure that when they're not calling me Mr. Nice Guy, because that's a lot of work for them to keep pulling that the rebar up.
Right.
Like you said, if it's not pulled up, it lays on the ground. It doesn't work.
And you just threw your money away, and you have a house that's going to break apart because you're going to get huge cracks in it. We have a house here that's in really bad shape. I'm not going to say the address or anything. But for having a 7.5-inch drop and a 30-foot span, there should be huge cracks in the slab. But there's not, because it actually has the rebar in the concrete where it's supposed to be, and that's keeping it from happening. But it has collapsed, but it hadn't created any major cracks.
In fact, we've talked a little bit. In fact, I bet I know the one you're talking about. I think I might have even called you on it.
Yes, you have. Yes.
But yeah, and you said it probably wasn't fixable.
No, it is fixable. It's just once a house gets past 2 inches, you'll never get it level again. We can get it up as far as we can, but the house will tell you when it's time to stop lifting. When a house is down 6 or 7 inches, I may get it up 3, 3.5, 4.
So it's never going to be level.
It's never going to be level. Once it gets past a certain point, there's no going back. We can stop it and improve it where you could sell it, but we'll have the warranty that it will never go back down. It'll still have the lifetime warranty, but there's no getting back to a perfectly level house.
Wow. So that's good. One thing that I want to kind of finish up with you, and I'll let you go. I know how busy you are, but how important it is. In the last couple of houses that you've done for Scott Allison Real Estate, folks, I'm going to tell you a huge difference. As we've had houses leveled in the past, and I'm talking before y'all were in this,
right.
Before y'all were even here, and we reported and disclosed, you know, slab has been repaired. Well, let me tell you what happened. First off, the value of the house went down, period, because it was like a wrecked car. It was just fixed. Second thing is, someone we couldn't sell, because when it went to the lenders and went to underwriting, there was a red flag to them, and they said, you know what, we're not willing to loan money on this property. And that was just a fact.
Right.
Let me tell you what Concho Valley has brought, and I'm not, I use them because they've done me such a good job, and there's maybe some other people that do it. I don't know if they do or they don't,
right.
But I know y'all do. Concho Valley gives a lifetime warranty.
Yes, we do.
And let me tell you, the last couple of houses we sold that you fixed, I just simply said lifetime warranty on slab. It wasn't an issue. It wasn't an issue with the buyers. It wasn't an issue with the sellers. And most importantly, it wasn't an issue with the bank.
Correct. They really want that lifetime warranty, and they want to know that the company that's standing behind it is going to take care of it. We do have to go back on warranty calls, but we're right there. I'll be right on Johnny's spot, and we will take care of our warranties, because word of mouth will put you out of business and give you a bad name, and that is not acceptable to us. We will take care of our warranties.
Well, in San Angelo, Wichita Falls, I know in Abilene that y'all have got an excellent reputation. our vice president of region. The reason I know the city so well is because I get to help those people and visit with the realtors there.
Right.
And have talked about your company and you. Mm-hmm. And he's done a great job, and I've heard nothing but another city's the same thing. But I want to thank you as a real estate broker in San Angelo, Texas, and representing a lot of my friends and clients here. You've made some properties that were not sellable. So thank you.
Well, thank you for letting us do the work for you.
I'm going to let you get out of here real quick, and okay. I'm going to talk about some new listings.
Hey, man, it's been great to be here, and I'm sure I'm going to see you again.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
We'll let him get out of here. Folks, we've got a couple of new listings for you. 3015 Champion Circle. It's priced at $254.9. This is probably one of the best floor plans I've ever been in. It's a little 2,300, right around 2,300 square feet, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, built-in china cabinet, brand-new hardwood floors that were put in. The fireplace, and I gave Shane over at Fireplaces Plus a deal. They did a fireplace deal on the front of this, which is freaking beautiful. I mean, it really is. Actually, it's going to be held open today, too, so you can see this one from 2 to 4. It's 3015 Champion Circle. Rick West is going to be out there. New listing. Neat, neat, neat. And, Jeremy, remember I told you one on Walnut Hill and all the ones last week? Every single one of them went under contract. We had five in 2 days. Okay, it's just the market right now. This one, we got a little one here on 300 West 8th Street, $124,000. Not bad. Price reduction from $197 to $179. And this is in Big Lake. And Big Lake, if y'all have even been near Mertzen, towards Big Lake, you see the traffic and everything. This is a nice brick home in Big Lake. And I think it's about the only house for sale in Big Lake. So if you're looking for something there, it's there. Kind of give you a quick update on KA. Out on 2288, the entrance is in. We have 18 lots that are going in. It's a multi-use lots where you can have your commercial and your house. And we have six of those already under contract. So, and it will be a county road, and it's not in yet. So, folks, it's going crazy. It's been good. The interest rates are still good. It's a good time to be in real estate in San Angelo, Texas. Y'all have a great week, and we'll catch you next Sunday.